Things are just great. How are you guys doing downtown?
Good. The weather's perfect. It's 66 degrees to get things started this morning, so I think we should all take a day off and enjoy it, get out there, and because the weekend forecast stinks, and I take full responsibility for that. So we'll have to enjoy it today. But you guys are busy. Let's see. Where are we? April 20th. So that means 3 more weeks and school's over.
That's about right.
That doesn't make a bit of sense.
Unbelievable.
Keith, where's O'Bannon? I hear is you're going to volunteer a million hours coming up. tell us what's happening.
Where are we on that now, Jenny? Can people still volunteer if they wanted to?
Well, absolutely. So as part of our three-day O'Bannon Institute, we are inviting our business partners, our neighbors, our friends, individuals in the community to join us in a day of service, which is a community-wide event that will help and benefit our nonprofit agencies in our service area. So it's not just the Monroe County or Bloomington. We're doing some different activities in Lawrence County and other areas. So what we're trying to reach, and we did this last year, was our first year, 1,000 hours in that one day of volunteering in our community. And we did, like I said, reach that last year, and we're very close to reaching that this year. And I know that we will go beyond that 1,000 hours. We currently have over 330 volunteers to date that have signed up, and we're edging right up against that 1,000 hours. And people can still sign up. There's some projects that need some more people, and that includes Macomb, and they're looking for some people to help with some landscaping, and the Northwest YMCA also is looking for people to landscape. And there's a lot of other different activities that people can join in on. And all you need to do that is, number one, you could call us and say, hey, I want to help you reach that 1,000 hours, and then we'll direct you accordingly. Or you can go directly to our website at ivytech.edu/Bloomington/O'Bannon and click on the day of service and you can get yourself signed up. And if you do that, you can join us that Friday. That's the 28th of April, so a week from tomorrow, at 8:30 in the morning. And we're going to start with a kickoff with Judy O'Bannon, and you'll get a t-shirt. And so you can go out and show the work that you're doing with your t-shirt and all that good stuff and your support. And we'll have a continental breakfast at on campus to get you started.
By the way, I've seen the t-shirt. It's quite stylish.
It's really so cool. It's a nice
t-shirt.
Our marketing team is just pretty incredible. And, you know, people have seen many of our different things in the paper or in, you know, Bloom Magazine, et cetera, et cetera. And they just do such a great job, and they have a good time creating those things for us. So it's really great. It's a great t-shirt.
Now, I'm a really, really important person in the Bloomington area, and you're having this guy come in to talk at O'Bannon, and I heard you're sold out, but could you get me a chair and get me in there? Do you have any room left?
Yeah, we need a chair because you don't want Keith sitting on your lap.
Yeah, there's just no way. That's just not going to happen.
How many people do you have coming to that?
We have over 350 people coming, and that's like at complete capacity for the space for Shreve Hall. I have no tickets at all. You know, Tina Phelps has been...
So I can't say I know Jenny Vaughn, and that won't help?
Yeah. It's not... You know, you got to get through Tina. Okay. But you got to get through Tina to get a ticket.
No. Hey, by the way, John Meacham is the guest speaker. Could there be any better timing for somebody with his background?
Oh, my gosh. Incredible, incredible timing, a presidential historian, and just really cannot wait to hear what he has to say and give us some perspective. And it's perfect. Everything, it's just perfect timing. You know, and I would like to also say during that event, you know, we have a Youth Leadership Academy, which is really amazing for 7th and 8th graders in our surrounding counties. They can come and be part of that youth leadership. And this is the end of their time with us. They've been with us since early in the fall, and they're going to present the projects that they have come up with and created. There's four different groups, and so they're going to be on stage as well. And it's always a good time, and those kids are just amazing. You know, you start students young and early, and our children, and, you know, they just kind of do it out of habit, giving back to the community, being part of their community, being engaged, you know, with each other and their classroom and their teachers and their neighbors and all of that. So that's another big part of the day. But yes, the dinner sold out, and Tina's not going to give you a ticket. I'm sorry, Tina.
Jenny, you obviously are so proud of what's going on out there. I just showed Michael a picture of you with a Mongolian hat.
There you go.
And one of the Mongolian students at the global dinner last week, looking very sharp. But, you know, that was huge activity.
Oh, my gosh. It was such a great event. It was last week. It was last Thursday in Treve Hall. It was our very first attempt at this event called Taste of the World. And I give all the credit to our Global Studies Committee, which is chaired by one of our business faculty members, Nezla Ratsung. And they put together this incredible event. I walked in, and the place was just so alive. There were lots of different booths of all different kinds of foods, restaurants from the Runcible Spoon, Le Petit Cafe, Little Tibet, Dragon Chinese, on and on and on. And then, of course, our own students and our own chefs, Chef Stacy Strand and Chef Darren Worth, had so many of our hospitality students there preparing different foods for the different countries to be represented. We had over 75 students that volunteered for that one event. We called them our global ambassadors. And then we had so many people from the community.
Well, the community with their kids.
It was rocking. Oh, it was, I mean, I think somebody said it was well over 500 people were there, which is incredible. We're so proud of the support from everybody in our community they came out with their kids. They had fun. You know, there were employees there were students there. And it was just an amazing, incredible evening and an event. And, kudos to the team. Just can't believe how well it went. It was great.
We're just about out of time, but before we let you go, there's summer and fall enrollment now happening.
That's right. Our summer classes start in early June. We have one 8-week session. And, you know, students and families and parents out there, if you have a student coming back for the summer after they've been away at school, they want to take that one one course that needs to help them, you know, graduate on time. There are lots of general education courses that we offer in the summer that do transfer back to all colleges and universities across the country. Come check us out. And enrollment continues to take place for that, along with our fall enrollment. So we're enrolling now for fall, and classes start in August. So come on out. You know, and it's enrolling, but we'll also see what we can do to help you with the financial aid process and all that good stuff. So we're here to help. Just come on out and check us out.
Excellent job as always, Jenny. And, geez, next week we'll be talking to you about getting ready for finals and everything else.
It'll be O'Bannon in a week. Wow.
Now, when is the official day of O'Bannon, even though I can't come?
Well, the first day is Wednesday, which
and
is the 26th.
All,
and that's
okay.
Right. We have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Well, yeah.
Right. Wednesday, we celebrate our faculty and staff with Civic Engagement Awards. That's pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah, this is turning from a dinner. It's turning into almost a
But the dinner you
week.
Can't come to is Thursday night.
I don't want to come to the dinner.
Yeah, it's sold out.
You can look through the window. You won't
voyeur, voyeur.
just bring a plate and stand there and see if anyone will put anything on it.
Smell the greatness through the window. All right, Jenny, great job as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Jenny Vaughn.
Thank you very much.
She is the chancellor at Ivy Tech and checks in with us every Thursday morning. We always appreciate her time. Always busy stuff. That